One of the longest-running local breweries in southeast Missouri, Old Appleton Brewery, started with a German immigrant, Caspar Ludwig. Ludwig arrived in America in 1853 and located in Appleton, Missouri, with his parents. He had apprenticed in brewing and coopering, which is barrel making, and established a brewery and saloon in 1856. The establishment prospered and provided a good living for Ludwig and his family. Competition from other breweries with better shipping facilities resulted in Ludwig losing business, forcing him to declare bankruptcy in 1900. Ludwig died shortly thereafter, and the business sold in 1901. Ignatz Meyer Sr. and William Wooker Jr. purchased the brewery, refitted and modernized it, built a new building, and added an ice business. The new Appleton Brewery opened in November 1905. The following year, Meyer bought out Wooker, and the brewery added a soda factory. The business was run jointly by Meyer and his sons Theodore and Ignatz Jr. as Meyer and Sons Brewery. Unfortunately, the building and all contents burned in March 1907. Meyer sought local subscription to rebuild, and by August, brewing was underway again. Old Appleton Brewery ran successfully from 1908 to 1920. The brewery began to have problems when Prohibition began in 1920. It stayed in business by switching to production of soft drinks, including near beer. Ignatz Meyer Sr. died in 1921, and his two sons continued the business. Also in 1921, the Meyers purchased an adjacent soda factory from William B. Wooker. The loss of their primary moneymaker proved to be too tempting, however. Prohibition inspectors visiting the brewery in June 1923 found bottled beer in cases that were supposed to be near beer, but were actually 3-4% alcohol. Theodore and Ignatius A. Meyer each received 2-month jail sentences and $300 fines, and the court assessed the company $1,000 for violating the Volstead Act. The consequences of violation included padlocking the brewery for 2 years. The company sold the property to St. Louis interests that applied for the right to manufacture soft drinks. Agents raided the brewery again in August 1932. This time, they discovered over 14,000 gallons of beer, which they confiscated and poured into Apple Creek. Furthermore, at the time of the raid, several women were in the act of placing Canadian labels on bottles of beer, making it appear to be imported. The manufacture of 3-2 beer became legal on March 22, 1933, and Prohibition formally ended December 5th. Consequently, ownership of the brewery returned to Appleton Brewery and Ice Company, and a permit to operate was issued to John E. Unterreiner and Ignatius A. Meyer. Opportunity in the brewing industry blossomed with the end of Prohibition. The company transferred the brewery to Benny McGovern, a former prize fighter and promoter who renamed it the McGovern Brewery. McGovern substantially remodeled the brewery and operated it from February 1934 to January 1938. This marked the high point of product offerings, and McGovern expanded to 9 different brews. He was convicted of tax evasion in 1938, however, and moved the McGovern Brewery to Marionville, Missouri. The building sat vacant for some months until it was leased to the newly formed Appleton Brewing Company with Ignatius Meyer as brewmaster. The lease was renewed in 1943, but the brewery never regained momentum. The last revenue payout to stockholders was in 1947, and the brewery closed thereafter. The machinery sold for scrap iron and the building for lumber for farm buildings in September 1952. Remaining property sold in May 1953, ending nearly 100 years of Old Appleton Brewery. I'm Bill Edelman of the State Historical Society of Missouri. For more tales from days gone by, visit krcu.org.